Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is the same thing, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, all the other things you can do there at our website. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Jeffrey Dopkin is our guest. He's one of our marketing guys. Jeff, tell us how we can get you online.
I'm Dopkin at Twitter. So you can just look up Dopkin. And also, I have a brand new website, which is DanielleAdams.com.
All right.
And I have my old website, which is Dopkin.com, old. But the new one I wrote, and I actually did myself. So it's quite lovely.
Good for you. DanielleAdams.com.
100 pages there of marketing information and jokes.
Good. So check it out, folks. And you can find your books there, too, can't they?
Yeah. They can actually start to get e-books from me.
All right.
So you could be the first one to buy an e-book. It's a very quiet site. I'm still working on it. So you can see, you can pick out all the typos, all the picky people.
One of the things, Jeff, that everybody knows that if you have a business, if it's a B2C business to consumer business, or even B2B, you open for business, you make yourself available, you call on people, you knock on doors, you get people to come in, maybe you do some advertising, that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
And that's the traditional way of moving a product. But there's a whole other layer of marketing opportunity out there that you can use that you're pretty good at helping people with, and that's in the area of using, as you mentioned earlier, catalogs, also just some different magazines that you can use. Talk to us about some of that. And this is another strata of business that comes in, isn't it?
It certainly is, and I think when you market through a channel to a select portion of the universe that you're marketing to, and you're narrowing that band down to people who you want to market to, there are some wonderful magazine directories out there, and there's probably about 10,000 magazines that are printed and mailed every month. So there's
smaller? Is that a smaller group now? I mean, print is really taking it on the chin these days.
It is, but they're still out there, and it's still viable. I mean, the Internet hasn't killed it quite yet, although it's making big dents. But and the magazines that I work with, they are thinner, but they're still present.
Give us an example of a magazine.
A magazine would be like if you were marketing to the photography industry, and if you're further marketing to the professionals in the magazine, in the photography industry, there are magazines that go specifically to wedding photographers. There are magazines that go just to studio professionals. There are magazines that go to news media photographers. So there's really very, very specific niches.
So and you talked earlier about the catalogs that you can find that identify these niche magazines, and then you contact those magazines and put an ad in the magazine?
Well, the first thing I would like to do, I always like to test the magazine and see if it is working. I like to create a press release and send a press release out, and if the press release works, then I recommend to a client that he buys an ad or she buys an
ad. The press release goes in the magazine?
Yes, the press release is a one-page document that's written in a news style.
But you got to depend upon the magazine editorial staff to pick up that press release, though.
You do, but if you approach them, they might not. Right.
Yeah.
But to give you an example, when we marketed products to the pet industry, the coverage that we got for our own press releases was probably about 95%.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but
so it sounds like they're looking for content like that.
I think magazines and newspapers are always looking for content. Mm-hmm. They have to fill a magazine up, and if you approach them correctly, you send them a nice piece, maybe send them a sample or an offer for a sample, a great cover letter, and show them that you're really entering the industry. I think a lot of the magazine editors love new products. They like entrepreneurs, and they want to see new blood.
So you do the press release. Then if you get a good sample, a good response from that, then you actually run an ad in the magazine.
Yes, that's right.
And you don't have to do a full page, do you?
No, I would never recommend a full page. The most that I ever recommend, if someone has deep pockets, is a page of dominant ad size. So you're the largest ad on the page. So
right.
You may be three-quarters or two-thirds of a page. But I'd rather go out for a longer run than a full page.
And you're talking – now, what he's talking about, folks, is highly targeted niche type of approach, right? That's what you're
right.
talking about primarily.
That's right. Very specific.
This is not taking an ad out in Time or one of the general magazines. You're talking about going after a certain, and the ad would be focused on those people too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's, you know, if you can't make it work to your niche players or the people most likely to buy, which is what
right.
marketing is all about, really. It's
right.
it's getting the message to the people most likely to buy right now. Then, you know, if you can't make that thing, then a general advertisement in some of the not-so-targeted, focused magazines,
mm-hmm.
that sure ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm. Could you do the same thing with newspapers, though?
Newspapers, a little bit different animal, and
yeah.
especially because they're so unfocused. So you really need more of a general, you need something that's going to appeal to
mm-hmm.
more general folks.
Well, one thing for sure, in today's world, folks, you need to know who's buying your stuff, who's the prospect to buy your stuff, and you need to be marketing to those people and not shotgunning the world, right, Mark? Right,
absolutely.
Jeffrey?
Absolutely.
Hey, Jeff, give us that website again one more time, please.
It's DanielleAdams.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. The books are there and all the other stuff that Jeffrey does. Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Jeffrey Dobkin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. After these messages, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.